Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throwback Thursday. I'm live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight Saturday night on pay-per-view. I'm here thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View. Always enjoy our promotional boxing broadcasts. Crowder back in studio in El Portal. Crowder couldn't make the trip because he's got his high school football coaching duties and he's got his Dolphins pregame show duties on Sunday morning.
Left me.
Melvin Gordon's not gonna play Sunday, right? I know he reported, but he's not gonna play Sunday, is he?
No, he can't. I think legally he can't, but they shouldn't anyway. He just got there. Let him get back in the swing of things throughout the week of practice.
Kind of knew that he was gonna be returning there. That was flawed from the get-go.
Bro, you're not Zeke. Now, Melvin, right. you're a B-plus, bro, but you can't do this. Come on back and get these checks. I think he missed out on over $300,000 or something. He has to regret this.
Rob Pizzola, he would never miss out on $300,000-plus. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. I always point out, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking about gambling, and he's been very good to us in the course of his career. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
I'm out here in Los Angeles. I'm getting everybody ready for this Errol Spence, Sean Porter fight, Saturday night, Staples Center. So I will start with this because every now and then you'll gamble on boxing. And I see Errol Spence Jr., he is a huge favorite. Are you going to be wagering on this fight?
I'm not. I'm not going to wager on the fight. And it's just because of what you said right there. You have one fighter that's a huge favorite, and typically that's just not something I want to get involved in. And that applies across all leagues. It's not specifically with boxing. It's with MMA as well. And we'll talk about football later, probably with some big spreads as well. But I just don't like betting when there's that much of a distinction between the heavy favorite and the underdog. So I'm not going to be wagering on it. And just on top of that, as much as I'd love to wager on a boxing fight, I mean, it's full football season for me right now. There's just so much football on the go all the time that it's really difficult to handicap anything else.
And I know, like you mentioned, big lines there. So as a professional sports gambler, when there's massive lines, I've noticed with you, just in your history of coming on this show, I've noticed with you that you seem to lean towards taking points. If there's a lot of points on the table, you lean towards taking points rather than giving them. But I will tell you that Crowder and I have cashed tickets every week this season betting against the Dolphins, giving up massive number of points. And it was an amazing cover against Dallas last week. Dallas had no business covering that game, but there was the personal foul at the end, and they were able to just jog into the end zone. Do you change your thinking for a season like this where a team or a couple teams, if you want to include the Jets, just seem historically bad?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. And you're not wrong. In the past, I've been more inclined to take the points with larger underdogs, but I think this Miami team, this is a one-of-a-kind situation because going into the year, we talked about it many times. You know, I thought this was a really bad football team going into the year, but you now add in like the supposed tanking element to the equation, and this is one of the worst teams we've seen in the history of the NFL. And I know it's only three games into the year, but you look at the point differential and just the fact that they haven't been competitive. This is a really bad football team. Now, there's a decent chance that they're going to go 0-16 straight up, but I will say this, it's extremely unlikely that they're going to go 0-16 against the spread. They're going to cover some football games this year. Now, personally, if I were you, Mark, I know you've been betting against them. I would quit while I'm ahead with fading this team because what's going to happen, and what we typically see happen, not only in the NFL but in all sports betting markets, the market is going to overcorrect at some point. So you're seeing big numbers right now. The Dolphins are like a 15.5-point underdog this week. But if they continue to not cover, we're going to get absurd numbers to the point where it's going to be like record-setting. You'll see them as like 24-point underdogs at home. So there will be an overcorrection of sorts. I think we're going to get there at some point. So, yeah, the strategy is working now, but you know, you can't really ride that for a full season because things will definitely change.
Well, what about this Sunday with the Dolphins? They're getting 16 points, or I just saw 15 points at home from the Chargers. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, so someone is obviously betting them. The line is coming down a bit. It's a tough one, obviously, like I just mentioned. You mentioned it as well. They should have covered against Dallas last week, but it was just sort of a comedy of errors at the end of the game that they don't end up covering that game. And it seems that happens with bad teams. It happened with the Browns a couple years ago where it was just sharp money on the Browns every single week. I was guilty of betting the Browns a lot a couple years ago, and they just couldn't cover games. I don't want to get involved in Miami from a point spread point of view, but I'll tell you this. People have been betting the total down this week. There's some 43.5s right now, some 44s. I like the over in this game. One of the new metrics that I love to look at in the NFL is success rate, and it's a pretty easy metric to understand. All it does is determine how often a team runs a play that is considered to be successful, or on the other side of things, how often a defense allows a play that is considered to be successful. And when you look at these defenses right now, the Dolphins and the Chargers, they're both bottom eight in the league in defensive success rate when you adjust for the strength of schedule that they've played so far. This isn't the same Chargers defense from a year ago, especially without Derwin James at safety. So I think LA is going to score into the 30s here. I think this is a game where Miami could actually put up a couple touchdowns as well. I like the over 43.5 in this game.
And, Rob, I know when we ask you about spreads, a lot of times you'll tell us, well, I have it at, you know, plus 11. You'll tell us, like, your calculations. Is it more difficult to find that number with a team that's struggling like the Dolphins?
It's not, it is and it isn't. So why it's more difficult to find the number is because it's the only team in the NFL where I question their motivation going into every game. Normally, I could trust my number in the NFL every single week on every single game because teams are motivated to play, at least in the first half of the year. Second half of the year is a different story. But this Miami team, I don't know. It seems like they're pretty clearly trying to get that number one overall pick this year. They're spending $30 million less on their active roster compared to any other team in the league right now. So there's clearly a tanking motivation there. That's what makes it difficult to do so. If I was just looking strictly at value, I'd say there's value on the Dolphins this week. But because I don't know if they're playing to 100% every week, I just crossed the game off my list.
Rob Bisola is with us, professional sports gambler. All right, so the Hurricanes, they've got a bye this weekend. Here's some college football games with local interest. Do you like any of these? FAU, they're getting 1 point at Charlotte.
Yeah, I make FAU a favorite in this game, around a 2.5-point favorite. So I think they're definitely playable here as a small underdog. And we talked about FAU a couple weeks ago, but they're going to look worse on paper than they actually are because of those first two games of the year where they played Ohio State and UCF. And they got blown out in those games. But the last 2 weeks, they've faced much softer competition. They put up 83 points in those games. The only thing that slightly worries me here is that Charlotte got embarrassed last week by Clemson. They lost by 42 points. They only had like 60 total passing yards in that game. Typically, especially college football, you see a team bring their A game after an embarrassing loss. But I look at this FAU team. I like their offense more than Charlotte's. I like their defense more than Charlotte's. And there's a little hidden angle in this game as well. In the offseason, Lane Kiffin hired Charlotte's defensive coordinator from a year ago. And I always like it when there's someone on the coaching staff that is familiar with the opposing team. So a lot of factors here for me that lead me to liking FAU. I do like them as an underdog this week.
How about UCF? They're a 44-point favorite over Connecticut.
Yeah, you know me. I hate these big numbers. UConn is flat-out terrible. They haven't scored a single – they don't have a single touchdown pass through the first four games of the season. They lost to Indiana 38-3. So this seems like one of those games where UCF can pretty much name their score. But the reality is I don't know how much they care to name their score. And since it's been two seasons since they've played a regular season game where they've come off a loss, I have little to work with there as well. So, I mean, UCF is way better. I don't know how Connecticut scores a touchdown in this game, to be honest with you. But even with all that being said, I wouldn't be comfortable laying 44 points.
So it's a no play for you?
No play for me, but I don't see how you can take those points right now.
Florida State is a 5-point favorite over NC State.
Yeah, this is a tough handicap for me because James Blackman is still questionable for FSU. I was reading Willie Taggart's quotes from today. He said that Blackman will start if he's able to start, which doesn't really clarify anything. There's not really a lot of information available on this game. My gut feeling is that he's going to play because of the line movement in this game. Early this morning, Florida State was a 5-point favorite, as you mentioned, Mark. They're now 6.5-point favorites because some money's coming in on them. That typically means somebody's in the know. I really wouldn't foresee somebody betting this game unless they were pretty confident in the quarterback situation. But for me, I hate betting on these games where there's large elements of uncertainty. I don't know what the quarterback situation's like, so I'm going to pass. My original lean, though, was to FSU.
And what about Crowder's Florida Gators? They're a 35.5-point favorite over something called Towson.
Yeah, Towson. I've actually been on Towson's campus before. They actually have a really good Chick-fil-A on their campus, if anyone is ever out there that way. But it's a great spot. Aside from that, I mean, that's all I know about Towson. I don't know what their football team is like altogether.
Great analysis. I've met teams knowing less than that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't even remember why I was there, to be honest with you. It was a really interesting weekend for me. That's dates back many years. But, aside from that, Florida 5 touchdown favorite. I'm doing math in my head here. Yeah, I can't tell you anything. I don't know anything about Towson as a football program.
You know anything about Towson, Crowder? Did you play them?
No, but they have a great Chick-fil-A on campus.
I feel like you're just parroting the information that we've heard already. It really is how I've made my career. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He does some periscopes on Sunday mornings that I watch sometimes where he goes over his picks and whatnot. Give us three random bets, Rob. Anything you want.
Okay, let's start with the NFL game tonight. So let's do Packers and Eagles. Everyone's talking about, the Packers offense. It's not what it really used to be, and it probably isn't what it really used to be. But let's look at their first three games of the year. They played the Bears, they played the Vikings, and they played the Broncos. Those are three very good defenses with three very good secondaries. Ronald Darby's out for the Eagles tonight, so they have issues in their secondary as well. And that defense is not the same as it was in the past. I'm looking at the total in this game. I'm seeing 46s on the board right now. To me, that's a low number. And yes, I know the Packers have a better defense, but I think this is a coming-out party for Aaron Rodgers tonight. Typically, when you have these short weeks, it's very hard for the defenses to game plan for the opposing offense. I think the Packers are going to score a ton of points. I think the Eagles are going to score points as well. I think the Packers, it's funny because people think of them as this big defensive team now all of a sudden. I'm not sold on that just yet. I still think the offense is going to be good. I think the defense is probably a little bit overrated. So I like over 46 in the Packers and Eagles tonight.
And you don't have a lean on the game itself, right? Because we're kind of leaning Packers.
So I'll tell you this. This is what I call a sharp and square split. The public is very much going to be on the Packers tonight. A lot of sharp money has come in on the Eagles. So the number is down to 4, could potentially go down to 3.5. Personally, it's a no play for me, but I'm actually more on the square side. I kind of lean to the Packers a little bit more. The Eagles have injuries. I mean, DeSean Jackson is out, so they lose their deep threat. I mentioned Ronald Darby, but there's just something not right about this Eagles team. I mean, they could turn it on in a second. It's the NFL. You never know. But I lean to the Packers more than the Eagles tonight.
All right. What else you got in your random bets?
Okay, Saturday night, college football. Kansas State and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's a 4-point favorite at home. I like the underdog, Kansas State, here. And when I think of Kansas State's offenses from the years past, I think of boring, vanilla offenses that struggle to move the ball. That's not the case this season. There's new coaching staff. They're getting much better quarterback play. This team can move the ball. But what I really love here is the scheduling spot for them because they had a bye last week while Oklahoma State had to go on the road, play a tough game at Texas. That game went down to the wire in the fourth quarter. So situationally, I think this is a big edge for KSU this week. I like them getting 4 points. I'd bet them on the money line as well because I can see them winning this game outright.
All right, your final one?
NFL Sunday. Would it be a true appearance on your show, Mark, if I didn't give out a terrible underdog on an NFL Sunday? This one's not that ugly, but I do like Tennessee on the road. They're getting 4 points against the Atlanta Falcons. I'm not a huge believer in Tennessee by any stretch of the imagination. I know they look great in week one against Cleveland. Things have gone downhill since. But one angle I love in the NFL is betting on teams after they put up a stinker in a primetime game. Because everybody watches the primetime games. The Titans stunk against Jacksonville last Thursday. But now they have extra time to prepare for an Atlanta defense that was already shaky before they lost Keanu Neal last week. He tore his Achilles in that game. Grady Jarrett's questionable for them as well this week with a toe injury. I just don't see much of a difference between these two teams. I think there's value with Tennessee, extra rest, probably catching them on the lowest point that they'll be this season. Hopefully the lowest point they'll be this season. So I'll take them getting 4 points on the road against
Man,
Atlanta.
I am not betting that team again. We had them in that Jacksonville game. I'm sitting there after everything I went through with Ryan Tannehill. I'm sitting on my couch calling for Tannehill to be put in the game. I am staying away from that game. Rob Pizzola, so his picks are, he likes the over in the Packers-Eagles game tonight, over 46. He likes Kansas State Saturday night against Oklahoma State, Kansas State plus the points and the money line. And in the NFL on Sunday, he likes the Titans getting the points at Atlanta. College football, he likes FAU getting a point there at Charlotte. And what did you say, the over in the Dolphins game, over 43.5 or 44?
Yep, I do like the over. And that's actually a pretty big play for me. It's one of my favorite plays of the week, not
oh, really?
Just because I'm on Miami radio here. That's a, that is a significant play for me.
Okay. All right, I'm going to make a little note there. Significant.
3-0 final score in that game. 3-0 Chargers final score.
Guaranteed.
Don't do that.
Guaranteed. What do you think about my theory? I know you said that you know, the lines are going to get ridiculous at some point. I mean, we're just betting two units every week against Miami. Is that like you don't like that strategy?
I would honestly stop at this. I know you're 3-0 right now. It's probably going to balance out over time. That's just the way this works. That's the way that this market works. If you continuously cash those, they're just going to increase the numbers on you over and over to the point where you're just taking horrible numbers. So, I mean, if you feel strongly about it this week, go for it. I never want to tell somebody how to bet, but markets do correct, and they tend to overcorrect. So just be cognizant of that.
All right, three units it is. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler.
I have one more quick for you, Rob, because we were talking about this Packers-Eagles game, and I was saying I like the Packers, but then Hawk hit me with, so that means you're telling me the Packers are going to start 4-0 and the Eagles are going to start 1-3. You think that's going to happen? And it kind of ran me off of my angle. Does that make sense?
It does, actually. So if you typically look at motivating factors in the NFL, this is a game that the Eagles, I don't want to say need to win. They don't need to win this game. They'll only be 1-3, but it is certainly a big factor. They're putting a lot of emphasis on this game. The only thing I would say to that is go look at Green Bay's schedule coming up. And go look at the games that they played on the road. This is a team that at 3-0, they should not be comfortable at 3-0 because they have a very, very difficult road schedule coming up and the rest of the way. This is one of those teams. They need 10 wins to get in the playoffs, in my opinion, in the NFC. So I don't think Green Bay is taking this game for granted either. That's what I would say to that.
All right. There you go. Rob Pizzola. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. Thank you for making time for us as always, Rob.
All right, guys. Enjoy the games this week.
Sounds good. I'm out in Los Angeles getting ready for Spence and Porter Saturday night on pay-per-view. Crowder's back in the studio with Solana in El Portal.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.